This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, I'll bring you part one of our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases for October and November. Then I'll finish up reviews in Mystery and Suspense before we hear a new feature from reviewer-contributor Jen Forbus. Jen reviews crime fiction in Strand Originals, audiobook shorts for mystery and crime lovers. We also have some reviews in the latest audiobook releases in contemporary culture, and so let's get right to it. Part 1, Editor's Picks, the most intriguing upcoming releases in October and November. From author Tana French, we have The Trespasser. The Dublin Murder Squad's latest case keeps getting more and more complicated, and someone wants Detective Antoinette Conway off the force. It's read by Hilda Fay. From author Maria Semple, we have Today Will Be Different. From the author of Where'd You Go, Bernadette, this takes listeners along as a woman's life swerves unexpectedly. It's read by Kathleen Wilhoit. From Jade Chang, we have The Wangs versus the World. Hijinks ensue as a Chinese immigrant family embarks on an epic road trip across America. The reader is to be announced. From Alex Prudhomme, we have The French Chef in America, Julia Child's second act. Foodies, this one's a must. After My Life in France, Julia Child's career in and lasting impact on America begins. And it's read by Alex Prudhomme. From Britt Bennett, we have The Mothers. An unexpected pregnancy is at the center of this highly anticipated novel set in an African-American community in California. It's read by Adenrele Ojo. From Melina Marchetta, we have Tell the Truth, Shame the Devil. Marchetta, Australian author of acclaimed teen novels, moves into the adult realm with a contemporary thriller centered around a London bombing. It's read by Zaki Ismail. From Margaret Atwood, we have Hag Seed. This latest entry in the Hogarth Shakespeare series, Atwood takes on The Tempest. It's read by R.H. Thompson. From Alexander McCall Smith, we have Precious and Grace. That's Precious Ramotswe and Grace Makuzi, of course, the proprietresses of the number one ladies detective agency, both of whom have a lot on their plates in this installment. It's read by Lisette Leca. From Carrie Fisher, we have The Princess Diarist, another collection of sure-to-be-funny essays from Princess Leia herself, read by the author. From Chip and Joanna Gaines, we have The Magnolia Story. Listeners who can't get enough of HGTV's Fixer Upper may welcome this chance to delve deeper into the lives of hosts Chip and Joanna Gaines, and it's read by the author. And that concludes part one of the most intriguing audiobooks for October and November. Next, we will turn our attention to mystery and suspense, and our first review is White Bone, Risk Agent, Book 4 by Ridley Pearson. It's read by Todd Haberkorn. Todd Haberkorn narrates a good thriller set amid one of the world's most heartbreaking wildlife poaching crises. Ex-military contractor John Knox must save his partner and friend, Grace Chu, from a dangerous situation involving elephant ivory poachers and corrupt officials in Kenya. The clock is ticking. Haberkorn has a strong voice and does a solid job in this dialogue-rich thriller. He sets a good pace and conveys Pearson's suspense without overacting. While his black Africans all sound similar, it's not difficult to differentiate them. Further, his white South African English and American voices are exceptionally well realized. That review was by Federico Cheever of White Bone, Risk Agent, Book 4 by Ridley Pearson. It's read by Todd Habercorn, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 9.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Defense, Eddie Flynn, Book 1 by Steve Kavanaugh. It's read by Adam Sims. This audiobook goes from 0 to 90 out of the box and doesn't flag until the end, so fasten your seatbelt. Eddie Flynn, con man, turned New York criminal defense attorney, thought he'd retired until the head of the Russian mob handed him his previous lawyer's head in a bag as a sort of retainer. The Russian mob has Eddie's younger daughter, but Eddie has his own arsenal of cons and dodges. The sensationally clever plot is full of double and triple crosses. The pace is blistering, and the accents range from Little Italy to Little Odessa. Adam Sims gives a bravura performance so at one with the text that you hardly notice he's there beside you, on the edge of your seat. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of The Defense, Eddie Flynn, Book 1, by Steve Kavanaugh, read by Adam Sims. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 10.75 hours unabridged. And our last review in Mystery and Suspense is Missing, Presumed. It's by Susie Steiner, read by Juanita McMahon. Great news for mystery lovers. First, we had Inspector Morse of the Oxford Constabulary. Now we have Manon Bradshaw of the Cambridgeshire Police. Steiner's crime novel has a slower pace than that of the average suspense novel, as she gives considerable attention to developing her multidimensional characters. Bradshaw's search for a missing young woman ends up riding shotgun with the stellar cast that drives the story. Juanita McMahon's narration mirrors that quality, doing much to enhance the characters, but little to build suspense. Her transitions between characters in dialogue and narrative highlight the distinctness of individuals and pull the listener into their lives. While the plot may not develop the most suspenseful mystery, McMahon delivers a fictional world rich in sensory stimulation. Jennifer Forbus wrote that review of Missing, Presumed. It's written by Susie Steiner, read by Juanita McMahon, available from Random House Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. All right, we're going to turn our attention to this new Strand Originals, and it is all the reviews are by Jen Forbus, and all the reviews refer to the Mulholland Book Strand Original Series. The Mulholland Book Strand Original Series is a smorgasbord of tasty audiobook shorts for mystery and crime lovers. With variations in length, subgenre, and narration style, there's sure to be something for everyone in this collection. Some of the shorter stories, like Linwood Barclay's Jacket Man, are perfect for quick trips or listening opportunities that are too brief to engage in a novel. They're also great for those new to audiobooks who are just learning to listen. The suspense is gripping, and the duration is succinct enough to keep from taxing budding attention spans. Whether listeners favor traditional mysteries like Colin Dexter's The Other Half, or plots that dabble in the paranormal, such as Michael and Matthew Palmer's The Deal, this collection will accommodate them. Even time periods run the gamut in the series, from the 19th century, Philip Kerr's The Pocket Handkerchief, to the distant future, Faye Kellerman's The Voiceless. Each audiobook is strongly narrated by a single reader and is well produced individually or combined. The stories that make up this series are sure to please and entertain. And that was from Jen Forbus on Crime in Small Bites, Strand Originals. She has written the next five reviews. The first one is Tin Badges by Lorenzo Cocatera, read by Kevin Stillwell. It's an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. This earphone winner is Lorenzo Carcaterra's Tin Badge, read by Kevin Stillwell. Lorenzo Carcaterra's short story, part of Mulholland Books' Strand Original series, puts a twist on the traditional police procedural. Tank, who retired early from the NYPD, now takes cases from them as a freelancer. In Tin Badges, he's investigating the death of a girl whose body is discovered decomposing inside a cooler. Kevin Stillwell's expert narration teases out the regional characteristics of Carcaterra's protagonist, as well as his sincerity and dedication to his work. Stillwell is also keenly tuned into the seriousness of Carcaterra's plot, extending fitting gravitas through perfect pacing and a sedate tone. Finally, his contrast in characterizations, especially between Tank and his nephew, highlights the rich themes found in this short but powerful listen. And that was a review of Tin Badges by Lorenzo Carcaterra and Earphones winner read by Kevin Stillwell. It's available from Hachette Audio for 43 minutes unabridged. Just a reminder that you are listening to the new October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in the Strand Original series is The Pocket Handkerchief by Philip Kerr. It's an Earphones winner read by Graham Malcolm. This eerie, fascinating tale gets a robust enhancement from Graham Malcolm's spirited narration. The underworld is splendidly portrayed in Philip Kerr's short story when Edgar, a young British orphan, convinces his stepfather's slave Scipio to help him visit his dead mother via a door to the other side. Malcolm's distinct characterizations of Edgar and Scipio leave no question as to who is speaking during their conversations, and the ease with which he transitions between the two dialects produces the effect of multiple readers. The union of the story and performance is an auditory treat for historical fiction and mystery fans alike. The Pocket Handkerchief is a delectable snack of a listen. That's by Philip Kerr, read by Graham Malcolm, and Earphones winner. It's from Hachette Audio for 36 minutes, unabridged. Next, we have Jacket Man by Linwood Barclay, read by Kevin Stillwell. In a fully convincing performance, Kevin Stillwell narrates Linwood Barclay's story about a con job involving leather jackets. Stillwell guides the listener through Sam, the protagonist's day, reading with an engaged tone but no unusual dramatics. Sam's exchange with Jan, an Italian salesman, involves little beyond a questionable Italian accent. Stillwell's calm demeanor and accent heighten the mood of suspense as well as Barclay's crafty plot twists. A short story with a whopper of a climax, Jacket Man is a great option for a short car ride or for a mystery lover just starting to listen to audiobooks. Crime fiction fans can also pair it with others from the Strand Original series for a longer listening enjoyment. That's Jacket Man by Linwood Barclay, read by Kevin Stillwell, available from Hachette Audio for 17 minutes unabridged. Next, we have The Deal by Michael Palmer and Matthew Palmer, an Earphones winner, read by Fleet Cooper. Fleet Cooper gives voice to Michael and Matthew Palmer's short story about a petty criminal who finds himself face to face with an old woman during a robbery. The old woman has nothing of value left in her house, but offers to tell her home invader exactly when he will die, down to the hour. Has she bestowed on him a treasure or a curse? Cooper definitely lavishes his listeners with a treasure. The gritty texture of his narration characterizes the morally bankrupt thief, and his interpretation of the old woman lends an atmospheric chill to the tale. This brief gem from Strand Original series is a dazzling sparkler any mystery fan will appreciate. That's The Deal by Matthew and Michael Palmer, an Earphones winner read by Fleet Cooper, available from Hachette Audio for 23 minutes, Unabridged. And finally, we have The Voiceless by Faye Kellerman, read by Christy Kalbley. Faye Kellerman imagines the human future without speech in her short story from Strand Original Series. While the people in her story don't talk with their vocal cords, narrator Kristen Kalbley does. She depicts the world of computerized communication that has replaced physical speaking. That is, until an epidemic breaks out, leaving the voiceless humans blind as well. Kalbley's reading is a resounding reminder of the beauty of human articulation, inflection, pitch, tone, volume, all the variations that carry meaning and emotion, develop intrigue and suspense, express time and place. The juxtaposition of her performance and the computerized rendition of her voice heightens that awareness, making this a brief celebration of a well-performed audiobook as well as an intriguing sci-fi tale. That review of The Voiceless by Faye Kellerman is read by Kristen Kalbley, and it's available from Machette Audio for 19 minutes, unabridged. And these Strand Original Crime in Small Bites were all written by Jen Forbus. Okay, we are moving now into contemporary culture. And our first review is an Earphones winner, Mapping the Heavens, The Radical Scientific Ideas That Reveal the Cosmos. It's written by Priyamvada Natarajan, and it's read by Elizabeth Rogers, and it's an Earphones winner. Listeners will be mesmerized by this audiobook as it unfolds its little-known cosmological booty. Using pacing, expression, and a confident tone, narrator Elizabeth Rogers gives a flawless performance. For the armchair cosmologist, the acronyms are many and the words they represent even more mind-boggling. For instance, the Big Bang theory of how the universe began has been proven because scientists identified CMBR, cosmic microwave background radiation, a hissing sound that is a known remnant of the Big Bang. Cosmologists, not content with this, are now looking to discover other universes in what they call the multiverse. It's a spellbinding listen with a super guide. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Mapping the Heavens, The Radical Scientific Ideas That Reveal the Cosmos. It's written by Priyamvada Natarajan, and it's an Earphones winner read by Elizabeth Rogers. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged. Next in contemporary culture, we have Crush. Writers reflect on love, longing, and the lasting power of their first celebrity crush. It's written by Kathy Alter and edited by David Singleton, and it's an Earphones winner read by Kaleo Griffith and Lindy Hauk. What's it like when you're so in love, so infatuated that you can hardly breathe? What happens when you've fallen in love with David Cassidy or James Franco or Carrie Fisher or Kim Novak? The subject of going head over heels for unreachable celebrities hardly sounds earth-shaking or laugh-out-loud entertaining, but it's all that and more when narrated by the talented Kaleo Griffith and Lindy Hauk, who deliver all the charm, truth, embarrassment, and emotional nuance in these 38 essays by contemporary writers. Hearing these fine writers wear their hearts on their sleeves turns out to be one of the best listening experiences of the year, both magical and poignant. Brian Price wrote that review of Crush. Writers reflect on love, longing, and the lasting power of their first celebrity crush. It's by Kathy Alter, edited by David Singleton, and it's an Earphones winner read by Kaleo Griffith and Lindy Hauk. Available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Secret Life of the American Musical, How Broadway Shows Are Built. It's written by Jack Viertel, read by David Pitu. Fans of the American musical will delight in Jack Viertel's informative, amusing analysis of the genre. David Picchu's lively performance channels Viertel's accessible language and friendly attitude. Viertel speaks with affection from a base of knowledge and experience, and Picchu keeps listeners engrossed. In addition to his producing work, Viertel has taught critical classes on the Broadway musical at NYU's Tisch School. Picchu gives careful attention to Viertel's explanations of structure and patterns for a wide range of Broadway musicals, from Guys and Dolls, Oklahoma, and Gypsy, to South Pacific, Carousel, and more. Viertel's entertaining investigation reveals the nuts and bolts, without losing the magic, that make American musical theater strong. Picchu makes it great listening, especially for Broadway musical mavens. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, a Broadway musical maven. It is of The Secret Life of the American Musical, How Broadway Shows Are Built. It's by Jack Viertel, read by David Picchu, and it's available from Tantor Media for 11.5 hours unabridged. Our next review is an earphones winner, and its title is The Big Picture: On the Origins of Life, Meaning, and the Universe Itself. It's written and read by Sean Carroll. Listening to theoretical physicist Sean Carroll narrate his own earphones-winning book is akin to hearing a brilliant college lecturer explain the mysteries of the universe. This audiobook looks at humanity's understanding of the nature of life and our place in the universe, and it all makes perfect sense thanks to the author's sensible, grounded explanations. Carroll breaks these enormously deep subjects down into digestible pieces, which he explains in a friendly, conversational voice. His evocative writing, combined with his cheerful and clear narration, make these complex subjects come to life, even for listeners who have never contemplated the deep mysteries of the universe. Jerry DiOrio wrote that review of The Big Picture: On the Origins of Life, Meaning, and the Universe Itself, an earphones winner written and read by Sean Carroll. It's available from Penguin Audio for 17.5 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, continuing now in contemporary culture, we have The Genius of Birds by Jennifer Ackerman, read by Margaret Strom. Birds are really smart. Jennifer Ackerman cites recent research and lots of fascinating anecdotes to illustrate avian intelligence. Narrator Margaret Strom's voice is clear and engaging. Her energy and pacing easily hold the listener's attention. It's an around-the-world tour of Australian bower birds stealing blue plastic items for their bowers and dancing to attract a mate, New Caledonian crows making tools to access food, and New Zealand sparrows triggering automatic doors to a cafeteria. Ackerman delves into how mockingbirds learn to mimic the song of other birds and how migrating birds navigate and find their way again after being knocked off course by a hurricane. Strom sounds suitably amazed by it all, too, a fine match of materials and voice. In the future, you will only call somebody a bird brain as praise. Anna Broom wrote that review of The Genius of Birds by Jennifer Ackerman. It's read by Margaret Strom, available from Highbridge Audio for 12 hours, unabridged. Our next review is Walking the Himalayas by Levison Wood, read by the author. Intrepid world traveler Levison Wood chronicles his ambitious undertaking of hiking for 6 months across 1,700 miles of some of the most scenic and extreme landscapes on Earth, the Himalayan region spanning Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and Nepal. Wood's British-accented narration is evocative in his descriptions of challenging political circumstances, cross-cultural friendships, and misunderstandings, and of course, the dramatic Himalayan scenery. His portrayal of his life at home in London provides an interesting contrast to the rarefied life of extended, physically demanding trips to distant corners of the planet. Wood's narration conveys the joy and pain of the high and low points of his journey, and the listener can sense his strength and determination in his confident yet humble tone. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of Walking the Himalayas by Levison Wood, read by the author. Available from Hachette Audio for 8 hours, unabridged. And finally today we have Street of Eternal Happiness, Big City Dreams Along a Shanghai Road by Rob Schmitz, read by Paul Bomer. Narrator Paul Bomer straightforwardly delivers journalist Schmitz's chronicle of a street in Shanghai. Bomer leaves the spotlight on the stories themselves as the author delves into the lives of residents and business owners, illuminating the history and culture of China, as well as daily life today in one of the world's largest cities. Bomer handles languages and accents well, and his relatively dispassionate performance is appropriate for a journalistic piece. However, at times his neutral tone seems at odds with stories that involve people who are trapped in labor camps or forcibly evicted from their homes by the government. Fascinating and thought-provoking. So says Adrian Furness of Street of Eternal Happiness, Big City Dreams Along a Shanghai Road. It's by Rob Schmitz, read by Paul Bomer, available from Tantor Media for 12.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I'll bring you part two of our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases for August and September. Then we'll hear reviews in fiction, including reviews of Another Brooklyn by Jacqueline Woodson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles. We also have an interview with author Catherine Banner and a review of her novel, The House at the Edge of Night, read by Eduardo Ballerini. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.